We are talking with Eddie Combs, the VP, Chief Marketing Officer of Appliances at Sears. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing today?
I'm doing fairly well.
So, Eddie, I did a little research on you, and I found out that you were in a heavy metal band. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's funny. My life as a marketer has gone from metal to metal. When I was a younger lad, I was in a heavy metal band touring around the United States, and it's actually where I learned to be a marketer. I learned about mailing lists and advertising and how to get crowds in. And later in my career, I'm still marketing metal, but now I'm marketing the metal of appliances. And I'm still doing a lot of the same things, ironically. I'm still trying to figure out how to get people into the store and people excited about what you're doing. And it's pretty cool. So it's been a constant in my life, I guess, metal and marketing.
Eddie, you have been marketing for a heavy metal band and marketing for Motorola for a number of years. What can you tell me about the message that you're trying to deliver in marketing?
Your message needs to be consistent. It needs to be tried and true, whether you're in Beijing or whether you're in Boston, that you are standing for something, that you are united in your approach. If you want to be a marketer, you want to think about getting into marketing, I think you have to love it, one, if you want to be good at it, and you have to just live it. And if you can live it, then you know what? We're all marketers to some degree in our life. Every day we try to sell ourselves, whether we're trying to sell ourselves for a job in a job interview or whether we're trying to convince somebody of our point of view. When you go on a date and you show up looking all spiffy, you're marketing yourself. And so it's natural. We all know how to do it. It's just, do you have the passion to do it for a living all the time?
Eddie, I was reading up on you and you coined the term contextual explosion. What does that mean?
Well, you know, contextual explosion is a fun term I like to use. It really revolves around leveraging marketing to talk about something that's really going on in the consumer's life or in pop culture, something that they can really relate to so that when they see it or hear it, they think, wow, that was so timely. That was just so right on.
Let's talk a little bit about radio. How do you use it? Why is it part of the Sears mix?
Radio for me is a great channel to talk to consumers that aren't as distracted as they normally would be. And what I mean by that is today there's a lot of co-viewing. There's a lot of multimedia happening at the same time. You may be sitting at home watching your favorite television show, but you have your tablet open on your lap and you're doing other things, or you're texting, or you're looking on your mobile phone. Because of the way the laws are starting to be constructed today, it's discouraged, and I believe rightfully so, that you don't do those things while you drive. But the one media you can consume while you drive is radio. And so this gives me the opportunity to talk to consumers while they've got that idle drive time and deliver my message and deliver the news to them. And while I'm doing that, I don't have to worry about them being so distracted. So it's actually now becoming one of the few medias where I can almost guarantee the fact that I'm not competing with somebody else's advertising dollar at that time.
Eddie, Sears is famous for the Blue Crew. How did that all come about?
You know, Sears has something that not a lot of people probably recognize anymore. In this world of fast food and information that you can access yourself, having people who are really smart and trained and dedicated as their livelihood to appliances was something that I thought was a really best kept secret. And so I got together with another counterpart in our services organization, and I said, we need to brand these people. They're special. And he had the handle Blue Crew, and I said, let's create the Sears Blue Crew. I have a competitor right now, and they're expanding into different markets or different cities. And I take it as one of the biggest compliments when they walk into my store and they try to hire my salespeople, because they know where they want to get their salespeople from. And what's interesting is when they get told no, that they're not going to get my sales folks, where they go next. So they go to popular coffee shops and coffee retailers. You know, maybe they were shooting for some people skills, but when you come in and you're looking at a front load laundry pair and this is a major purchase for you, if someone asks you if you'd like a latte with that, you might find out why.
Let's talk about your customers. How important is it for you to establish a relationship with your customers?
We don't look at our business as just a transactional business, but even then we're still trying to make sure that it's all about the relationship. So we don't want to just sell you an appliance and you pay cash and walk out the door. We want you to sign up and be a member. We want to make sure that if something's not right, you call us up and have us come out and take care of it. And really, a lot of my advertising, you'll see, I'm not always screaming about price. For us, I'm trying to make sure that you understand that there's reasons to come to Sears that are compelling that you'll probably appreciate.
Eddie, let's talk about the Wake Up Call campaign with a blue phone. It's very exciting.
The Wake Up Call campaign is about catching people in the moment of truth when they're going to make a decision where they're going to make a purchase. And if they decide they're going to go somewhere else than Sears, it might be a flower pot ringing. It might be a medicine cabinet ringing. It might be a shoe ringing. Who knows what it might be? And it basically is this truth teller who's all-knowing, and he's on the other line, and he just wants to deliver the news, which is normally Sears has all the top 10 brands, so therefore we're the only ones who can guarantee the best price on all 10 and have experts who know all 10.
What can we expect next from the Wake Up Call campaign?
You might actually see some blue phones around your town actually ringing. And if you see one, I would encourage you to pick it up.
Let's talk a little bit about how you're using digital and online and social.
Being in Facebook as a retailer, being in Twitter as a retailer, or in any business, and not developing a point of view, not cultivating your own social currency, is going to make it really difficult for you. You're always going to find like you're having to work really hard to get as much results out of it as someone else who has good social currency, who will find themselves just putting content out there and finding lots of people who want to engage with it.
You said social currency. Can you define that?
The social currency is you've got an advertising point of view and a creative point of view that's interesting and captivating to people that makes them want to engage. It probably and should ladder up to your brand. And so that when people hear this fun, dynamic piece of creative or engaging content, that when they think about that content, it makes sense and resonates with who you are as a brand.
With all you've said about social networking and marketing, how would you best measure the success of the Wake Up Call campaign?
If one day I open up my door for Halloween and there's a kid and he's dressed like my truth teller and he's got his blue phone with him, I'm going to know that I have a really, really effective marketing campaign.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Eddie. Thanks so much. And thanks again.
Yeah, sure.